Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Yo! What up? Good morning. Buffalo Fanatics. Z-Bot here with you. Live on the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel on a Tuesday morning. Just before 9:30 Eastern. Wipe the coal out of your eye like I just did. Because this is news to me. Gabe Davis takes to Instagram last night. I've been sick. I was passed out. I wake up this morning to find that he took to Instagram and posted a very long video I have yet to watch. I have read a couple of the reactions. I haven't watched it yet. Not sure if you have. But if you haven't, we're going to sit here and watch it together. And we're going to take away what we take away from it live in real time. Gabe Davis takes to Instagram last night. The caption is a heart emoji, the Buffalo emoji. As we know, Gabe Davis set to become a free agent. It is very up in the air as to whether or not the Buffalo Bills decide to re-sign him. And from all the reactions I'm seeing, most people are looking at this video and taking it as a farewell from Gabe Davis. So I'm just going to do a quick reaction this morning in real time as I wake up to find that Gabe Davis took to Instagram last night and posted a what looks to be 8-ish minute long video. So strap in. We'll watch it together and we'll take away from it what we take away from it here on the Smoke Break this Tuesday morning. By the way, the Smoke Break, as always, powered by BetUS, where the game begins. They'll give you 125% sign-up bonus on your first 3 deposits if you take advantage of the link in the description below. Plus, you'll get a 10% gambler's insurance on your net losses. If you're active for 6 months, you sign up with the link below using the promo code JOIN125. So as I was saying, Gabe Davis last night takes to Instagram and he posts a very long video. It's seemingly a tribute video to the Buffalo Bills, to Bills Mafia. Like I said, Gabe Davis set to become a free agent, very up in the air as to whether or not the Bills are going to retain him. From the reaction I'm seeing, it looks like this is pointing towards the Bills not retaining him. I think that that was probably the way the majority of us were leaning. If you were to be asked, if you were hooked up to a lie detector test and asked, hey, do you think Gabe Davis has a Bill in 2024? I'd probably lean no, but you never know in this day and age. You don't know what his priorities are, the team's priorities are. The Bills surely do not have any leeway when it comes to the wide receiver room. We know that that is depleted at this point. But Gabe Davis this year, a very odd role, right? There would be games where he'd be at the top. There'd be multiple games where he didn't even receive a target. We know Gabe Davis has been a boom or bust type player since he's been with the Bills, but this year, more than ever. Especially when we talk about the lower end of things, we had yet to see a guy like Gabe Davis receive that little attention in the pass game like we saw this year. I mean, there were, what, 3 games where he didn't have a catch? So that's really where I think that the speculation started to rise, not that it already hadn't been there, knowing he was going into a contract season, knowing that the free agency are right around the corner here. So let's dive into it. I got the video queued up here on Instagram. Let's take a look. We'll watch it live in real time. And then afterwards, we'll talk real quick about what our thoughts are, what we take away from it, and what we think it all means. So here we go. Gabe Davis via Instagram posts this last night. Once again, the caption is a heart emoji. And the Bills,
the Buffalo Bills select Gabriel Davis, wide receiver, Central Florida.
You ready to come to Buffalo and prove people wrong?
Should be playing in this, you know? What makes Buffalo Buffalo?
I love Buffalo. Love everything about it. Always open to coming back. I mean, this is my first place I've been in the past 4 years.
Here we go, let's go, baby!
Gabriel Davis with an amazing catch.
What an effort. The rookie fourth round pick started Central Florida.
Now looking down the left sideline to Davis. Caught for a touchdown!
Guys throwing deep on the right side for Gabe Davis. It's the catch in the five. Touchdown, Buffalo!
It's too easy for me, man. It's too easy.
I mean, not for nothing. Not for nothing. I mean, Gabe, during his time here, man, he did have a couple of them plays, man. He had a couple of those plays. This Steelers game really sticks out. Who could forget? Remember, opening series from the inch line, Allen launches a 100-yard nuke. Gabe Davis touchdown. I'll never forget that. I mean, he had a couple of extraordinary performances for these Bills, more than a couple, but it just never was consistent. So as we're watching here throughout the beginning of this video here, it's essentially a highlight reel of Gabe Davis's time with the Bills. I'm going to keep the audio off for as long as I can, just because I don't know if I'm going to get hit with a copyright because of the music that's playing or not, but.
End zone. Oh, it's Gabe Davis. Did he get the feet down? Yes, he did. Big game, Gabe. You said it. Big game,
Gabe. I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
It's caught 2 feet down. First down for Gabriel.
I'll tell you what, as somebody who is a professional video editor for their full-time day job, that is what I do all day long for my job. This took some time. This was definitely pre-planned. This isn't something that Gabe Davis concocted last night. Certainly wasn't something I'd imagine he did on his own. Somebody made this for him. Somebody made it very well. It's very well done. So this was in the cards to create a video for his time in Buffalo here.
Be up in the stands. I got a touchdown celebration for him. All I wanted is Gabe to score.
Wait.
Taking to the right corner of the end zone. And who else? Gabe Davis with the touchdown catch on the opening drive. Big game, Gabe.
Gabe Davis did it. Shout out to the boy.
The man who scored all the touchdowns in the playoffs, Gabe Davis. Touchdown, Buffalo. What a start to the season for the Bills.
Wide open, Gabe Davis right down the field, picking up right where he left off with that last.
What a catch by Gabriel Davis, a rookie out of Central Florida.
Davis' seventh touchdown on the season. He's done a heck of a
Sorry to cut the audio, and I just know that YouTube can get real tough on the music.
Rob's here to one, and it's something that I can hang my hat on when I say that. He's extremely hard worker. He's a hell of a player. He's a blessing to be around. If you ever spend some time with him, you'll know. I'm looking forward to this season from Gabe.
Let me tell you something. He's one of my favorite teammates I've ever had. First off, when rookies come in, they usually fucking suck, right? Mentally. Dude came in, learned the offense faster than anybody I've ever seen it. One, two, he knew more than I did about the offense in like 3 weeks. He already knew it better than I did. And he works hard. So usually rookies are like lazy, like think the world's going to get handed to them right when they come in, especially now.
He probably could have started this rookie year, you know? But he's just been patiently working. And his loyalty, his passion for this game, man, he's a dog. And he just
Man, I'll tell you what, this had to have taken some time to put together. I mean, you got all these various pieces from the media, all these different videos constructed together over the highlights. I mean, the highlights are one thing. Anybody can get access to those, string those together. But to put in all of the different media elements over or underneath of it and over it as well, I mean, this definitely took some time. Obviously, this is something that's been on the mind of Gabe Davis. right? The NFL season itself has been over for just about a week here. And obviously the Bills season's been over longer than that, but obviously this was a pre-planned post. Now, doesn't mean it means any one thing or the other. As of right now, I don't know what more you can take of it as of right now than it being what it is. It's a highlight reel, essentially. I mean, that's what it is. It's just a compilation of his time in Buffalo so far.
He does all the dirty work that you ask him to. The dude just, he does all the right things. He does what you ask him to do, and he goes above and beyond. He strains each day when we're working out here. He's a guy that you can trust and depend on. You can't say a bad word about the dude. He's one of my favorite people, too. We hang out a lot, and he works his tail off, so it's very easy to trust him.
I feel like I always prove people wrong, and, you know, whatever is said about me, I just add that to the list, and, you know, you just got to think of those moments when,
okay,
know,
here we
doubt,
go. Bills Mafia, thank you for changing my life. Thank you for the memories. I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. That's a quote from Muhammad Ali. And here comes, I saw this on Twitter. Here is a screenshot of Gabe Davis's stats from 2020 to 2023. This is just a list of his various accomplishments, I suppose. 26 touchdowns, most TDs ever in first three seasons for a day three drafted wide receiver. Past Tyreek Hill. Wow. Okay, so we're really throwing the stat book out here. Wide receivers averaging 800 plus yards. The Shane Gillis game. Wow, he's got a game that's got its own name. The Shane Gillis game. I didn't even know that was what we were calling it because that game was killer. I didn't know it had a name. Wow, we are just rattling off stats here. Obscure stats at that. I mean, I don't think I've seen 90% of these. We all know that one. That came via the four touchdown performance against the Chiefs. And it was the best playoff performance by a wide receiver in NFL history. I mean, it was. It was 200 yards and four touchdowns in a instant classic game. You don't get better than that. All right, so that's what it was. So in the beginning of this video, let's just take it for face value. We just watched it together. Once again, apologies for cutting in and out of the audio, the music situation on YouTube. I'm sure you know it can get very dicey. So we just watched it. In the beginning, you're looking at it and you're thinking, okay, what this is what most players do. What most players do is they post, you know, an end of the year thing. We've seen that before. We've seen that in every major sport from all these major players. They post something at the end of the year. They don't typically post a career highlight reel. This was very in-depth. The first thing I notice here is that this is very in-depth. Like I kept reiterating, this was very pre-planned, very well edited, and it included everything. There was not a stone unturned. It had every single one of his big plays featured. It had every single one of his media acknowledgments, I guess you could call it, every single time he was mentioned in a positive way, or the majority of the prominent situations where he was talked positively on by his teammates or the media. And then the end, it's got all these stats. If you watch that video for the first, I don't know, 90% of it, you might just think, hey, it's Gabe Davis showing his stuff, whatever. It's when you get to the end, thank you, Bills Mafia, for changing my life. This, to me, this looks like a farewell to me. I'm not sure if you would, how you'd really take it any other way. If you're posting a compilation of your entire career's accomplishments in Buffalo, following that up with, thank you, Bills Mafia, for changing my life, posting all your stats, and then the heart emoji and the Buffalo emoji. I don't know. That to me, this is just my opinion. Whether this is the intention or not, that's up for debate, I suppose. But in my opinion, this is a farewell. This is a appreciate my time in Buffalo. It's time for the next chapter. One thing that always kills me with this is it always kills me. It's hilarious to me that I am sitting here with you on a Tuesday morning and we are dissecting the psychology behind a social media post. I just always found this incredibly entertaining. I always found it incredibly interesting. I look back, imagine even 20 years ago. Hey, we're gonna get these individual posts from players and we're gonna sit and talk about it, what it means. But we do this all the time. This is what it is. All these guys do this. It's just a matter of what's the intention behind it and what exactly it is that they posted and what, you know, are they trying, what message are they trying to relay? There's always some sort of message. Whether there's a, you know, whether they're admitting or not the exact message at hand, there's always a message that's trying to be conveyed. I'll tell you what I think I take from this. Above the fact that I think that this comes across as a farewell, what I think I take away from this is, hey, look what I'm capable of. I don't think you dig into the depths of the stat book the way Gabe Davis does at the end of this to highlight every single one of his accomplishments in Buffalo without the intention of displaying, hey, either Buffalo or potential new team in free agency, this is what I did here. This is what I accomplished here. This is what I'm capable of here. You might have watched me this past season where I had multiple games where I wasn't featured in this offense, whether it was by my own volition, by the scheme and how that wound up incorporating him, how the game flow went. I mean, we all go back to the game where Gabe Davis had zero targets and Joe Brady gave him a game ball. And I remember saying right after that game, I said, listen, I'm going to stand by Joe Brady here. The guy knows more about ball than I do. And if he thinks Gabe Davis did enough in that game to deserve a game ball despite getting a target, I'm going to side with him. Because clearly, you're not just giving game balls out to anybody who's out there trotting around. So I took stake in that, especially because that was real early in the stint of Joe Brady taking over for Ken Dorsey. But at the end of the day, in this, it really at any stage of the NFL, but now more so than ever, you have got to have production from bare minimum two receivers. And when I say production, I mean production. You look all over the league at the teams towards the top who have two guys at the minimum that are major workhorses for their offense. The Bills didn't really have anything this year. When you look back at what they did on offense, they wound up ranking out in the top eight in just about every major statistical category on offense. It's amazing that they were able to do that because James Cook had an incredibly quiet 1,000-yard year. Josh Allen played extraordinary, especially when you look at the box score, but we all know that he had his games where he was at his lull, where he was at the floor, right? Stephon Diggs essentially disappeared halfway through the season. His role was completely different than what we've been accustomed to. And it was just a spurt of a guy here, a spurt of a guy there, a spurt of this, a spurt of that, right? Khalil Shakir would pop. Then Dalton Kincaid would pop. And then, you know, James Cook would have an extraordinary day. Josh Allen would have 75 yards on the ground. They were still scoring 24-plus points, still winning. They won, seven of their last eight? Should have beat Kansas City. Gave Kansas City by far their best game in the playoffs. Gave them by far the toughest out. Right? So you look at what this Bills offense was this past season from a throwing perspective. It's amazing what they were able to accomplish without having even one guy that really stood out amongst the litter of incredible wide receivers in this league, right? But now we're looking at moving forward. And the constant talk about these Buffalo Bills is always centered in on Stephon Diggs for whatever reason. So you already have to deal with that. And now you have this, and you knew this was coming up. You knew the Gabe Davis entering free agency situation was on the horizon, but you know, this kind of brings it to the forefront immediately when you see something like this. And it really makes you step back and take a full scope look at what the situation currently is in Buffalo offensively. Because you got Dalton Kincaid, a rookie, Khalil Shakir, who came on the scene in a way I think nobody expected. And right now, that's pretty much what you have as your cornerstone pieces moving forward for the future. I don't think Stephon Diggs is going anywhere, but he's also not getting any younger. And you're not in a situation currently where you're going to expect Stephon Diggs to be a top eight-ish receiver for the long haul here. You got to start finding ways to get guys in the building that are going to be around Josh Allen for the foreseeable future and be those difference makers on offense. I think they did a great job bringing Dalton Kincaid in. Like I said, Khalil Shakir pops out of nowhere. You love to see that. And James Cook, he arrives on the horizon, right? He has a breakout year, but it's not going to be enough. And if we're looking at this right now, I think what we can take away from it is Gabe Davis is probably not going to be a Buffalo Bill. I mean, that's what my takeaway is from this. I don't know how you guys feel after watching that. I think if you were to watch the vast majority of the beginning, you could have been scrolling Instagram, and if it wasn't for the caption, I think, the heart in the Buffalo, and that in itself, I guess, is up for interpretation. But I think if you were to just scroll Instagram and saw this, you would think, oh, this is just your standard run-of-the-mill highlight reel like you see 1,000 of every single day. It's not till you get to the end where you see the thank you, Bills Mafia, for changing my life. I mean, there's so many nuances here that I think could make this feel one of a variety of different ways. If he says, thank you for an extraordinary season, Bills Mafia, love you or whatever, no one's saying boo today about anything, right? No one's saying anything about this post other than, hey, Gabe Davis posted, right? But when you say, thanks, Bills Mafia, you've changed my life or whatever, that kind of has the connotations of thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for my time here. Thanks for supporting me. Mic drop. I mean, this really had a lot of work that felt like it went into it. And it really felt like the goal here was to encapsulate his time in Buffalo and kind of do one, kind of do a multitude of things here. One, pay homage to Buffalo, pay homage to the fans. Thank you for my time here. You know, here's a recap of what I did here and the times we had together. Here's this. Thank you. And two, hey, this is what I got in my bag. Here's my arsenal. This is what I'm capable of, right? I'm capable of potentially the best.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Playoff performance in NFL history. I'm capable of the litany of stats he lists off there. But I don't think you take to Instagram and post a near. I mean, how long was that? So, I mean, I didn't get the stopwatch out, but I don't think you take to Instagram and post this long of a video without at least feeling that your time in Buffalo is coming to an end. Now, once again, I don't think that this is a massive shock to anybody if Gabe Davis were to leave. I just think that the way it's coming in right now, it's very abrupt. And this is the one thing I do like about this stuff, is that you're not solely reliant on the word of everybody else. You do kind of get these peaks underneath of the curtain from the players themselves. I think that this is what this feels like to me. This kind of feels like, hey, this is what to expect. All I know is after seeing this, would you not be shocked to see him retained in Buffalo after seeing this? This would make me more shocked. If this never got posted and the Bills kept Gabe Davis, I might have been a little shocked. Might have thought that wasn't going to be in the cards for the Bills this upcoming year. But, hey, they wound up finding a way to make it work. After seeing this, I don't know. This felt to me like it's almost like a resume. It was like a virtual resume, a visual resume, a social media post resume, where in one breath, it thanks the fans, it thanks Buffalo, right? Helping me get my career off the ground, giving me my chance, right? Giving me my start. But it feels like more of an audition to the 31 other teams that might be shopping around for a wide receiver in free agency. I have a compilation of all these great plays that he made. And then to cap it off with all the stats, I feel like you don't see that often. You see highlight reels all the time. I don't feel like you see a lot of these highlight reels capped off with 5 or 6 pages of advanced stats. Like I said, I hadn't heard of half of the things that were on there. And as we know, if you're interviewing for a job and you feel like you accomplished some great things in previous jobs, previous gigs, right? You're putting that on your resume. Why would you leave it off? If it's going to help you get another job, why would you not put it on your resume? And the end of this video felt like a resume. It felt like a visual compilation of, hey, this is what I got in my bag. This is what I can do. And then the end was a written dissertation of, this is the result of that. This is the result of what you just saw. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure. I mean, it's not often that I'm just sifting through football player social medias. I'm really not doing that often. But the ones that I do see, I feel like it's rare that I see a post like this capped off with multiple pages of career statistics. So that portion of it to me, that signals time is up. Super chat coming in from Matt DeVito. He's saying, today is my day off. What better way to enjoy it than listening to this wonderful podcast? Go Bills. Love it. Day off on a Tuesday. Good for you, Matty D. Thanks for kicking it off with us here on the Buffalo Fanatics. And I hope you have a great rest of your day off. Off to a good start, I guess. Interesting start. I don't know. This was posted last night. Like I said, I didn't see it. Once again, I have this back up here. This is how this video ends here. This is the ending of this. There is just a barrage of variety. I mean, we have a depth of target stat. We have a explosive reception rate stat. We have most touchdowns ever in the first 3 seasons by a day 3 drafted wide receiver. I mean, these are stats you got to dig for, right? Wide receivers averaging 800 plus receiving yards, 8 TDs in 17 plus games per season. I mean, I don't even know where you're finding these stats. Most efficient half by a wide receiver in NFL history. I mean, I didn't even know that was quantifiable. So we are, I mean, look at this. Every 3.5 catches are touchdowns, first in the NFL. I don't even know how you figure this stuff out. 2.53 yards per route run. So yeah, if you don't think that this is a resume of some sort, I don't know how you could take it any other way. I mean, if you're putting up your stats on your explosive route running, like down to the number, down to the decimal point, I don't know. I feel like this is a way of saying, this is what I can do. Here are the visuals and here are the numbers to prove it. So awfully interesting. We find out late last night, and as I did earlier this morning, that Gabe Davis takes to Instagram, posts this video, and by the looks of it, could be moving on from Buffalo in free agency here and kind of signaling to us through social media that very well could be the case. Let me know in the comments before we wrap up. I just wanted to do a real quick one, watch this with you, and then kind of decipher what our thoughts were after the initial watch. I mean, what I take away from it is what I've said the entire time here. Initially, it's just a highlight reel, right? Everybody does it. You get to the end, and it really feels like it was an audition. It feels like it was a resume. It was a, hey, here is what I've done, what I'm capable of. I can do this for your franchise as well, right? So that's kind of the way I see it. Let's go to the comment section brought to you by BetUS, where the game begins. You can get 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits with code JOIN125. Make sure to click the link in the description to take advantage of that. Plus, you get a 10% gambler's insurance for your net losses if you're active for 6 months. Check out the link in the description below and take advantage of that awesome deal from my friends over at BetUS. So, let's take a look at your comments, see what you're thinking. Let me know your thoughts overall on this. I understand at the end of the day, it's an Instagram post. It's hard to sit here and decipher it like we're doing it. We're doing a book report in a 500 level college class. But at the end of the day, that's kind of what this has become. It's kind of what these things have become. Zach is saying, as long as he doesn't go to the Dolphins or Chiefs, I think we'll be okay. Well, you know, the funny thing of that is I was talking to my buddy last night about the possibility of Brandon Ayuk, where he might go, or Mike Evans, because he's a Bucs fan. And, you know, everyone's saying, oh, how about the Chiefs? How about the Chiefs? I think that could be said for everybody, Zach, right? As long as you keep him away from the people that you got to be battling with the most, the people that are going to be keeping you, you know, from the ultimate goal, or at least going to be in the way more so than others, that could be said for just about anybody. I wouldn't want to ship anybody to the Chiefs or the Dolphins. But the thing of it is that... The Kansas City Chiefs just won back-to-back Super Bowls after moving on from Tyreek Hill. Their best receiver this year was a rookie who took three quarters of the season to come on. They're going to be going after wide receivers this year, whether it be free agency or the draft. You can be assured Kansas City is going to be putting more in that wide receiver room than they had to offer this year. And it could be a guy like Gabe Davis. It could be a Brandon Ayuk. It could be a Mike Evans. We have no idea. Gabe Davis is one of those guys that's going to be towards the middle of the pack when it comes to those type of names, right? So it sounds like it very, you know, the crazy thing is it sounds like it would be the ultimate rug pull from Kansas City. He sounds like a guy that Kansas City would go after, doesn't he? Right? They love going and getting guys that are either under the radar, middle of the pack, and then they love getting the most out of them and then moving on. That's what they've done. That's how they've won two championships without Tyreek Hill. Juju Smith-Schuster helps us get over the hump. Great. Gone. Draft Rashee Rice instantly becomes their best receiver. And it's not like he was Jerry Rice. He was just good enough to get it done for him. And that's all they're really looking for. But this year, you can be assured that they're going to be trying to be better than just get there and, you know, by the skin of our teeth. That's the scary part. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's why you don't want to see a guy like Gabe Davis end up in Kansas City or Miami for that matter, because you got to face him twice a year. Roy's saying Gabe Davis will follow the money. That second contract is usually the biggest one you get. And I'm always fine with that. And I don't know if the Bills are currently in the position to give Gabe Davis the money he's looking for. The Bills are already strapped as it is, whether Gabe Davis was the greatest wide receiver on the planet or not. After this year, everyone was scratching their head as it was as to whether or not you're going to bring him back, depending on the money he wants. Like you said, if he wants to go for the money, it's not going to be in Buffalo. That is almost a guarantee. And that's fine. These guys have a very short window to make their money. If there's money out there to be had for Gabe Davis, that's not in the, you know, in Buffalo, where it very, very likely will not be, all the best to him to go after it. Because like you said, biggest one you get's usually that second one, and it's a very short window to be able to capitalize on it. Scott's saying what we were just talking about. I do see Gabe going to KC. I don't know what it is. I know Zach just brought it up, but I see it too. It just, the more you think about it, the more it makes so much sense. I don't see Kansas City going after an Ayuk and a major blockbuster. I don't see them going after Mike Evans, right? They do the opposite of that. It's kind of like what New England used to do, where they take the guy that flies under the radar. They take the guy that's not, you know, the shiny object, and they take still a good player, mold him into the best he can be for that team, get the most out of him, and then continue that cycle. It just seems very Chiefs, especially when you know right now how depleted they are at the wide receiver position. It's crazy to say that about a team that has just won back-to-back championships, but it's the God's honest truth. So they're going to be hunting for wide receivers. If Gabe Davis is on the block, the Chiefs were on the receiving end of a 4-touchdown, 200-yard performance against Gabe Davis in the divisional round, the 13-second game. So they wouldn't even have to watch this resume in order to know what Gabe Davis is capable of. I could very well see it. Lex is saying, I don't want Gabe to go. He is our big body type receiver. You know, this is the struggle. You don't want to see, this happens every year. You don't want to see these guys go, but it did feel like last year, especially when Joe Brady took over, you were getting an indication that this offense isn't necessarily built around what Gabe Davis is bringing to the table. As far as, you know, sheer production is concerned, as far as putting numbers on the stat sheet is concerned. I mean, if we just go back and take a look real quick, we'll just go and take a look at how the season ended for Gabe Davis statistically. And once again, like I said at the top of the show here, it's pretty remarkable the Bills offense did what they did without really having a ton of explosion anywhere. That's why it impressed me so much. That's why I was so adamant in defending the game plan that the Bills displayed against the Chiefs in the divisional round, because I thought it was executed to perfection and it didn't require any of these crazy plays or stuff we're accustomed to seeing from the Bills in order to win. That's why I thought it was so impressive what Joe Brady came in and did. He implemented common sense. He seemed to have simplified the offense. He put it, you know, in a position where it was run first, allowed Josh Allen to do his thing, allowed him to run the ball. And that's what I think ended up working so well, because they did not have these big plays through the air. They wound up going dink and dunk for the majority of the second half of the season, and they damn near won every game. So you're never going to catch me being the guy that's saying, oh, we're winning, but I need to see Allen airing it out more. I need to see them throwing the ball down the field more. I need to look it. You know, if you're winning, I don't mind. I don't care at all. But how long are you going to be able to do that for? And is that exactly what you want your offense to be? It was good for this offense in the second half of the year when they needed to win every single game. This offense was playing playoff football for 2 months. They had no ability to throw in a deep ball here or a gadget play here or a trick play here or whatever else. They had to play a very meticulous style of football to make sure they won every game. You go into next year with a clean slate, and I'm imagining the Bills aren't going to want to run the exact same style of offense they ran in the second half of the year, because they know they're capable of more. But they're going to have to go out and get guys that are going to be able to bring that to the forefront. And last year, whether it was by design or just lack of the ability to flat out do it, that was not in the cards. So that's why this upcoming offseason is very interesting to me on the offensive side of things. Because it has to be addressed. There has to be additions in order for this team to be able to do the things we know they're capable of outside of the game management type offense that they implemented towards the end of the year. And like I said, if it continues to win, I'm fine with it. I really don't care. But you know they're capable of more. and you know that they don't want to play every game down to the wire, where it's essentially a beat the clock type game every week, where the Bills are just trying to hold on to the ball for 45 minutes and win the game by 3 to 7 points. We know that they're capable of doing much more than that. They have just got to find the personnel to be able to execute it, because at the end of the year, it just wasn't there. So I'm looking at Gabe Davis's receiving yards here, or just statistics overall here. And I mean, it was the definition of boom or bust, like we've known him to be. But this past season was really, I mean, I don't know if you could be more boom or bust than this. I mean, look at this. Beginning of the year was decently consistent to some degree, right? At least they were getting him involved. You look through the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks here, you're getting at least four or five targets almost every week. But, you know, he doesn't have a 100-yard game until the first week of October, and that was in a loss. And we get towards the latter half of the year, and that's where we really saw either a major boom or literally just nothing at all. And it starts, I guess you could say it starts after this 100-yard game, right? He has 300-yard games, and it seems like the roller coaster that for the majority of the ride stayed low to the ground started here. 21 against the Giants, 6 against New England, 12 targets against Tampa Bay for 9 yards, his most targets of the year there, 87 yards on 9 receptions. But then we go 0 yards, 56, 105, 0, 0, 130, 21, 0. I mean, that's just not sustainable, especially if that's supposed to be your wide receiver too. So maybe Gabe Davis knows it, and maybe the Bills know it as well. Maybe it's a mutual party. Maybe Gabe Davis just isn't the right fit for the Bills. Maybe the Bills just isn't the right fit for Gabe Davis. We've seen this before. It's very possible. But I don't know how you can look at the latter half of the year here and tell me that he wants to be here come free agency, or that they're going to be able to adequately use him on a consistent basis. I think it's kind of telling of both parties here. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3 out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 of the final 5 games, Gabe Davis didn't have a single catch. Three of the final 5 regular season games, Gabe Davis didn't have a single catch. And it's odd that you mix in one of those 5 games with his highest producing game of the year. It's just a head scratcher. You got a 5-game sample size here, right? 3 of the games, he doesn't get a single catch. The other game, he gets 2 catches for 21 yards. Oh, and the other game just so happens to be a 130-yard, 1-touchdown game that happened to be his best statistical game of the entire year. If lack of consistency was an Excel sheet, I think we're looking at it right here. And who's to say where that stems from? From him, from the offense, from the execution, who knows? But I think when we looked at that latter half of the year there, and we saw how that things were going with Gabe Davis, I think that's when most people were starting to think he's not going to be a Bill next year. I think that the video we just watched pretty much solidifies it. So, very interesting. Gabe Davis once again takes to Instagram, posts a very long video. It's a highlight reel of his entire time in Buffalo, and it's capped off with a thank you, Bills Mafia. You've changed my life. And then he goes on to list a ton of different stats, the majority of which I don't even know if I knew existed. So the way I see it, the way I take it as we wrap up here, to me, it looked like a farewell video. To me, it looked like a thanks for the memories type post. And at the same time, it also looked like a resume where Gabe Davis is trying to take the social media and get the word out that, hey, this is what I'm capable of doing. This is what I have done. And here are the visuals and also the numbers to prove it. There's 31 other teams out there who's ready to make it happen. So that's how I see it. We will see what happens. That's the beauty of the offseason, folks. Even though there's no football, we get a lot of stuff like this, and we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about just a matter of when it drops and when we can talk about it. That's the unfortunate part about it. You can never see it coming. It usually just comes out of the sky, and that's why you end up going live on a 9:30 a.m. smoke break on a Tuesday morning. But hey, what better way to kick the morning off than with you wonderful people here on the Buffalo Fanatics YouTube channel? I appreciate you joining me. Let me know in the comments below what you thought of this whole ordeal, what you took away from the video, and if you think that Gabe Davis will end up being a Buffalo Bill in 2024 or not. On the way out, make sure to hit that like button, hit the subscribe button as well. I got a whole video series dropping this week. I'm doing Buffalo Bills 2023 Paper Plate Awards. The first award was given out last night, so you can go and check that out right now. And I will be giving out an additional award every night this week. And at the end of the week, we'll do a live smoke break recapping all the reward, the awards. Get your thoughts, your opinions on it. So, should be fun. So, hit the subscribe button, bell notification to get all those alerts about those videos. And on your way out, make sure to also check out my friends at BetUS via the link in the description below. You sign up for BetUS with that link, you get 125% sign up bonus on your first three deposits with code JOIN125. You also get a 10% gambler's insurance on your net losses if you're active for 6 months. So check all that out on your way out. And it's still early, folks. So have a beautiful day. I'll see you later on in the week. And as always, much love and go Bills.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.